The podcast to listen to while you're studying, masturbating, or making out in public.
Well, and then there was three.
I just quit my job, so hopefully this works.
This
is
Minimal Filters.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 43 of Minimal Filters. We bring you this fun-filled episode from a new setting. We've taken our talents to the basement of my house.
Ghetto.
My parents' house. Because this is, in fact, my podcast now, as you all know. Today, we'll be doing our nail segment on cool words to say, our fax no printer, and a new segment that Nathan will explain later because Kayla and I are pretty lost about it, and then another new segment called Hair Picks. And lastly, we'll end the episode with a shower thought of the day.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so...
a five-segment episode today.
Yeah, it's pretty loaded. Straight loaded, just like Kale after a long night out.
Oh, absolutely. Straight loaded.
After three craft beers.
After three beers.
Loaded. Three IPAs.
Yeah, so quickly, role play. My initial idea was for us to read a movie script.
Which you all would love so much.
From top to bottom and do the entire movie script, but I figured that might be a bit too much, so... Instead, what we're doing is all three of us pick a scenario for the other two to talk out.
Improv.
Improv, basically, because we're such great actors because this whole podcast is an act.
I'm so nervous.
I don't know how much.
Just so you guys know, we're being completely honest when we say that we have no idea what the other person is picking. So as soon as you hear it, it'll be when we're first hearing it as well. So it'll be on the spot, which is exactly what improv is. There's no prop, no... prior work done involved. It's just going to be as soon as they give it to us, we're going to act it out because we're true actors here at Minimal Filters.
Bit of an over explanation, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just make sure they know improv.
We're just going to do our best and that'll be good enough.
And then hair picks. We'll get into that quickly right now, just to kind of talk about why we decided to do this. So for those of you who don't like hockey, you will.
This will make you like it.
You will kind of like it because. It's kind of gambling related, but in essence, it's us three gambling on our livelihoods, because we're going to choose one hockey game for every Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We choose the winner of the game. We choose the over under on goals. And then we each choose a goal score from each team. Each of those is a point. At the end of the year, the person with the least amount of points will have to dye their hair. I will be dyeing my hair black.
Because you're blonde already.
Because I'm blonde already, and the other two will have to bleach blonde their hair. So a lot of stakes for that. There's actually like a lot, it'd be a lot of thinking for that.
I'm going to look so fucking good with bleach blonde.
I was going to say, there's a lot of kids who have dyed the hair bleach blonde or even black and they look good, but I feel like Bale's black hair. I ain't
going to pull off black, man.
So black's going to be fucking insane.
He's going to look like an emo boy.
He'd look like Dragon Ball Z character.
It'd be like a reverse MGK is basically what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
like
literally.
Tatted up and everything. on that note.
Tatted up.
Because.
Fucking you and MGK Ink Nash.
He has one rose tattoo along his whole arm. He's tatted.
One single rose. Nails of cool words. So this is going to be a very broad segment because the other two idiots didn't quite understand what I was saying.
But you
wouldn't tell us.
Hey, listen, in my defense, I don't really know what I was saying. I just decided we would do nails of cool words to say.
What's going to basically end up happening is this is going to be a very judgmental piece because it's going to be five words I think are cool, five words you think are. It's going to be like there'll be no. Probably zero overlap with like honorable mentions and picks.
What I was thinking is like words that are like cool to say.
I thought it was going to be like words you say that make you cool. I'm not going to give any examples because it might
ruin just like unironically cool things to say.
We're just keeping it as broad as possible.
Yeah, the title is strictly cool words to say.
We'll let the MFers decide.
That's you guys.
Who has?
That's the people.
That's y'all.
That's the people. Jason.
Jason won for the fucking third time.
The closest nails in history. Mm-hmm. I think you actually beat me by one vote.
Well, Nathan, don't ask how. They ask how many. So.
Thanks, Dad.
And how many?
Three in a row, man.
Three for three.
All right. What order would you like today?
Are we going right into it?
We might as well.
Let's go.
I kind of want to talk about that motorcycle driver again from a week or two ago.
Why? Did it happen again?
Same thing.
Exact same guy?
Same guy on a shitty bike. And I was behind him the whole time. And then I kind of went by him and he almost hit me.
And in essence, just fuck motorcyclists. Anything with cycle in it, I hate.
Just put my vibe off for the whole day.
Fair. There actually was one thing I wanted to cover before we do go too far. I wanted to cover it now while it's fresh. Tom Brady is officially getting divorced. That kind of threw my mind a little bit today. I felt bad for the guy.
Did he get
announced?
The guy will
be fine. He can literally get anyone ever. If there's one person in the world who could probably get anyone.
But he was already with the one girl that any man on earth would want to be with. The most successful supermodel in the history of all kinds.
I think what happened
is... Let's brainstorm.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Yeah, tell us exactly what happened.
So he was on the road for however many years, 20 plus years, playing football. Mm-hmm. Saw his wife probably 2-3 times a week.
Honestly, probably.
Went into retirement mode, realizes this chick fucking sucks. I'm going to play again.
Yeah.
And then she probably got mad.
I don't know. I feel like there is an off season in football shops that lasts about 7 months. So I feel like he was spending some time with her around that point.
She was doing her own thing. They're probably very busy.
Yeah, you're right. But they have four kids to support. That was the main issue.
Maybe he hates his kids.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He probably hates his kids. On this note, who do you guys think would be like, of all female celebrities, who do you think like would make the most noise if he went and got married to, or like was his next girl?
Like if he like the paparazzi sees him with someone who's gonna make Jen Aniston.
Jen Aniston.
Yeah.
Is that, do you think that's realistic?
Absolutely. They're the same age almost, man.
I think she's a little older.
She's a little older. Yeah, you're right.
J-Lo just got divorced, didn't she?
She's back with Ben Affleck though.
Is she?
I'd have to go with Kim K.
We're doing a TMZ podcast.
Beyonce leaves Jay-Z.
I would have to go.
No fucking way. Tom Brady and Kim K.
If he got with Kim K, just him being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Kanye would go back to hating white people.
he always does.
Man. No, he does. You see the shirt he wore? White Lives Matter to that thing?
He wore a shirt that says White Lives Matter.
To his fashion show Yeezy thing.
The most controversial human ever just did it.
That was probably honestly the biggest like mockery though. There's no way he meant that.
He probably just had a bunch of dirty shirts. He's like, I'll throw this one on.
All right. On that note, nails of cool words to say. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think too much. Don't think too little.
I'm actually fucking terrified for this because, oh my God, this is going to go so many different ways.
You can decide the order here. What do you want?
I feel like you should take first pick, but I don't have any idea how this is going to go. So
you can direct it.
This is probably going to be the worst nails of all time. Probably the worst, like, confusing nails of all time, but that's fine. That's fine. We're aware of it.
It's fine.
It's called self-awareness, so... Please, Shibes, pick the order.
I'm going to make Kale start.
No! Nice. Dude, yeah. You start.
I'm going to go next, and then Nathan can go third.
Giving me back-to-back again, all right.
Hey, I got to go with what's been working for me.
All right.
Okay. So, are you guys going to go off what I say, you think, or do you have like your own?
No, I have my shit.
I have my stuff. I'm just going to
go. I'm an independent woman. Man.
Jesus. Okay, I'm going narcissism.
You think that's a cool word to say?
It rolls off the tongue extremely
nice. It does make you sound smart.
Narcissism is one of those words that, like, even when you say it, you just sound educated, too.
Uh-oh.
Like, narcissism.
Yeah. My first pick's going to be boobies.
Oh, that's so fucking
That's a good word, man.
It is just
it's
fun
nice
to say.
Nice and simple. Boob is even good.
Oh, you say boobies?
Boobies.
Okay, yeah. If it was like boob or boobs.
Well, boobies, it doesn't matter. You can both write them on the calculator.
No. What one do you want? It's for the graphic, guys. Remember, for the graphic.
Boobies.
Yeah, boobies.
I'd go boobies. Okay, my first pick, just a good old fuck.
That was going to be my next pick.
Fuck. That was a good one. Yeah.
Like, no matter how you put it, you can just say fuck.
Okay, so you two are kind of on the same track here.
Well, kind of. But my next one is just going to go to something that's really cool to say.
Kale's next word's extravagant. Super catchy.
No, I'm not writing that
one. I was thinking
down.
About that one.
I'm not writing that down.
My next one, bamboozled.
Just
cool to say. I'm basically bamboozled every time I do this pod because I don't really know what I'm doing.
True. As soon as you
really
told us.
I'm just lost.
As soon as you told us that it was going to be just like cool words, I'm like, Bales is definitely going to pick one of those fucking words that like everyone's going to be thinking like bamboozled.
Well, that's the point of nails is to decide what people are thinking. So
yeah, that one. Yeah. Good job.
Thanks.
Back Shibes. To you, Shibes.
Oh, this is tough.
Dicks. Boobies and dicks.
I think bra is a pretty cool word.
Oh my God. Dude.
What?
Boobies and bra are your cool words?
I'm going for a select audience here. I know who they are.
He's finding his niche. He's going for a niche.
I'm going demigod.
Hey, bro.
What? What is a demigod?
I don't know. I used to think I was for a bit. I'm not really sure what it is.
Oh, no, dude. You're a vape god.
No, I haven't vaped in like 6 months. So narcissism and demigod, and then I'm back here again, aren't I?
That's how a snake draft works.
I'm going with that one TikTok trend that I fucking love, the one I was singing earlier. I'm going to Beelzebub. Beelzebub.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
That's not a word.
Yes, it fucking is. Have you not seen that trend?
No.
Beelzebub.
It's not an actual word.
Yes, it is, dude. It's a Greek god. Yeah, Beelzebub is the name of a derived Philistine god. formerly worshipped in Ekron and later adopted by some Abrahamic religions as a major demon. Oh my god, I went from demigod to Beelzebub. I'm having just weird kids voting for me on this one.
Kale's on demon time right now.
Yeah, Kale's. Kale's up to no good like usual.
Beelzebub.
How do you even spell that?
I got it. Don't worry. It's Beel, like Beelzebub. Beelzebub. You've seen the trend.
No, I don't use TikTok. I'm not a millennial.
I'm on it way too much. All right. Back to Shibes.
Well.
Yeah, well.
I got clobber. That's a good one. Just say clobber. Clobbering, you idiots. Every clobber. Nail,
so. Or I'm who, clobbered.
The Thing from Fantastic Four says that.
It's clobbering time.
Dude, that guy's kind of like literally you, though.
What's his name? Okay, the Thing? What?
Yeah, he's The Thing. Remember, he's The Thing of Orange Rock?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh yeah. He says it's clobbering time.
How the fuck is that me?
I don't know. He's probably covered in tattoos.
He's covered in rock. I just went over this. He's covered in rock. He's a literal rock.
Calling Baylor, that guy's a compliment to him. Oh, Dwayne Johnson's the rock. This to his head.
Okay, my...
Ben Grimm is what his real name is in the show.
It's called The Thing. My next pick, Gringo.
Jesus, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Jesus.
I just like
fucking
saying...
Fucking censor that one, bro. Holy fuck. Isn't that really bad to say?
No, Gringo's what the... like people in the
people
narcotics
in
industry call white people. So that makes me a gringo.
All right.
In Spanish-speaking countries or contexts, a person, especially an American, who is not Hispanic. Oh, so I guess it's... I thought gringo was kind of like a derogatory term. In a way. I hope it's not. I hope
it
don't
ain't.
Get,
it ain't.
Get
ain't.
Good.
And my last pick... flabbergasted.
Oh my god. Bamboozled and flabbergasted. Real fucking original Bales.
I'd say it's pretty good. It's pretty creative, unlike yours.
That's not creative at all.
You're just stuck in
no one knows what a...
You're just using words from the Bible.
Yeah, you're right.
I got a good one to kind of go with clobber and The Thing made of rocks. Tectonic.
Oh, that just lost you the fucking...
Nah, dude.
No, that's a good pick.
That's
I
a
like
good
that.
Pick. That's a cool word.
Do you even know what tectonic means?
It's the plates in the earth.
So what happens when the plates move?
Yeah.
Earthquakes. They form mountains and valleys.
They also make volcanoes
tsunamis.
Go off.
No, that's lava.
Yeah, but the movement in tectonic plates causes the lava to go up, I think.
No, it's just the earth's core.
That's
the temperature
shmagma.
Of the earth's core
it's shmagma, isn't
melts
it?
The rock.
Nah.
The tectonic plates cause earthquakes and make mountains and valleys.
It's a good thing this is a science podcast.
It's TMZ.
You're the one trying
fucking...
to be a scientist.
I ain't shit
I
right
know,
now.
I'm just fucking flabbergasted right now, boys. That's all I am. Okay, I got the last pick of this draft, don't I? I'm like vasectomy. There's another nice word that just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, vasectomy does come easy off the tongue.
What is that, like
it does
18
it
syllables?
It does come easy off the tongue. That's
another word from the Bible.
It no longer comes
There's
easy
another
off
Bible
the
word from Kale.
What? That's not a Bible, is it? No, it's not.
Vasectomy? Is vasectomy in the Bible?
Oh, no, isn't a vasectomy a sin? Wouldn't that be a sin?
It would depends on what religion you choose.
Right. Wait, which...
What religion,
what is
what religion are you?
What is
vasectomy is when the fallopian tubes and the penis get tied together.
Yes, yeah, so you can't have babies.
I'll
so
tell
that
you
would
my
be a
religion.
It's so you produce
yeah, so
cum, but not sperm. Or sperm
I don't think
without...
you can produce cum.
No, you do. You shoot blanks. It's when you can produce...
So you shoot nothing.
Ejaculate with no sperm.
Yeah, but do you shoot anything when you get a vasectomy?
I don't know, bro. I don't have one. I don't know anyone who does either at this point. So,
my
all right.
Religion is Bud
Hold
Light.
On, Bales, let's go. Who started? Oh, I started. I'll go mine then. I started off the wrong direction, apparently, according to these two, but I went narcissism, demigod, Beelzebub, and vasectomy. God, I'm winning this.
He ain't winning.
Dude, it's literally cool words to say. All four of those words just sound cool to say.
You and I can easily agree he ain't winning.
You guys started so basic, man. Shit, boobies. Okay, Shabs, what are you here for, actually? You can tell me.
Boobies. Bruh.
Bruh.
Fuck, what was my other one?
Oh, my God, yeah. See, I don't even
Clobber.
Yeah.
And tectonic.
Yeah, that's
tectonic is a good one. So I have fuck.
Tech nine.
Bamboozled, gringo, and flabbergasted.
There's no fucking way I lose this one.
I got a bit of like a variety in mine. Like mine's two and two. Two words that are just really cool, and then two words that are like, you know, like, kind of like cool kids say. You know what I'm saying?
Gringo?
Yeah, gringo.
Which ones do the cool kids say?
Fuck and gringo.
No, the one that cool kids say is bamboozled and flabbergasted.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think that the fans are going to appreciate the work I put into mine.
We'll think about that here. All right, so that was the nails of cool words to say.
How am I supposed to put graphics for these ones? It might be tough.
You'll figure it out.
Search up a demigod. Just put Demi Lovato on.
Just put a picture of me for gringo.
Yeah, I could.
All right, on that note, we will be back after a quick break. All right, so time for Facts No Printer now. Kale, would you like to go over the rules?
The rules. So,
for those of you who didn't listen to the last time we did it with Jason.
Yeah. Like I said this already, but there's some of you who are new to this pod. Shibes joining changed the rules big time. So it used to be Nathan versus I. Whoever would get the least amount correct had the punishment. But now the only way to get a point is if the other two people guessing your fact or printer get it wrong. That's the only way points are dispersed here is of the person who's either saying the fact or printer. That's all. That's all we're doing. Points.
So for punishment this week, we were deciding either between a golf ball to the shins.
Which easily got turned down, which is bullshit.
Which I would rather not break my femur, so I will instead.
Too bad your femur's not your shin, but.
It's true.
What bone is
your tibia?
Tibia and fibia.
Same difference.
Not quite.
Not a femur, though.
Anyway. So instead, the loser will have to scooter or rollerblade down 17th Ave mm-hmm. in an outfit of the other two's choosing.
Very exciting stuff.
Which means we got to do it sometime this week, so we have to plan that out.
Should be dicey.
I don't have anything. I don't have work going on this weekend. Let's do it this weekend sometime.
Hopefully the weather's nice.
Let's do it on Saturday on the hair picks. We can do that. We can scooter to a bar to watch the game.
I work, so
fair.
We'll have to do it another day.
But
on that note, Shibes, please give us your first fax or printer.
All right, boys. Elephants can hear with their feet.
Yes.
I know that's a fact. Okay. Sure.
That is a fact.
Did you just Google like coolest facts of all time or what?
Well, no.
Right now the sound is clicking very badly, so. All right, after that technical difficulty, we will continue Facts No Printer. Apologies.
We're going to grind through it.
We're pushing through this.
Bear with us like we're bearing through it, everyone.
For the people.
It's real life.
Okay, I'll go here.
So Shibes got it wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
No points for Shibes.
All right, my first one is the Leaning Tower of Pisa used to be a lighthouse.
Where is it located? Do you know where?
Is it on the coast?
That's what I'm thinking. Where in the world is the Leaning Tower
Italy.
Of Pisa? Is Italy? Italy is right near the fucking ocean.
I think. But I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen
it. It doesn't really give me lighthouse vibes. It's kind of shaped like one, but I don't. Like, lighthouse is like right on the fucking edge of the ocean.
Seems like it was like a watchtower or something.
I feel like it was like an old like prison guard kind of.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa was a prison.
Like, I'm going to say more. It's more realistically that than a fucking. Oh, I know what you're doing. You're trying to scare me away. It's not true.
That's not true.
Printer.
You're right. It is printer, but
yeah, see, you got to read it.
I only changed that one from the Statue of Liberty because the Statue of Liberty used to be a lighthouse. So fun fact for you. But,
like the statue itself or like where it was?
No, like that's why you can see through the head of it because that used to be a lighthouse.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, I think
that's not true. It was a gift from France.
Well, yeah, buddy, I've read the notes.
it used to be bronze too.
Yeah, but it's copper.
I did know that.
It's copper. That's why it's green.
Yeah, nice try.
That's copper.
So you two both wrong off the start. My first one, Betty White. Is older than sliced bread.
Ooh, how old do you think sliced bread is? Betty White's almost 100 now. Is she 100?
She's like 96 or something, I think.
Dude, they definitely were slicing bread in the 1800s. In the Wild West or like...
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, that's got to be printer.
Printer.
It's facts.
Shut the fuck up. How do you know? Fuck you, man.
Dude, Betty White is older than sliced bread. Sliced bread.
Fuck you, man. What? Origin.
Well, probably
sliced bread was created in 1928 by Otto Frederick Rodwetter.
Probably when they started selling it as a loaf of bread, like sliced in a
sliced
bag.
Bread was literally
people
invented.
People were slicing pieces of bread apart.
Sliced bread was invented.
That is bullshit.
That's dude, a fucking
Google
bullshit,
it. Man. Look at any fucking
website.
Yeah,
but people were slicing bread before.
Cool, they were slicing, but sliced bread. The term, like, you can buy sliced bread. Getting sliced bread.
Why didn't you say it like that?
Yeah, you didn't say
that. That changes everything.
It says it right here. Sliced
well, good thing
bread
you have your
was
computer
invented
in, front of us.
In 1928.
It wasn't invented.
That's what it says right here. Sliced bread was invented in 1928 by Otto Frederick
Rodwetter. Yeah, but the argument is that it wasn't invented, that someone just made it mainstream. Like,
okay, why does it say that on Google?
Okay, so what you should have said is you.
No,
you
I said exactly what it says on Google. I said exactly what Google says.
I really don't want to give him that point. That's fucking bullshit.
Sliced bread
man.
Was not invented
you were
fucking, in 1928.
That's what it says. Google it right now, Bells, and see what it says. Read it word for word exactly what it says. When
I'm
you
not
Google
Googling it.
I exactly, because you're wrong. Because I'm right, and I get a point.
See, this guy.
This
it was fucking first sold in 1928, advertised as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. There's just more facts back
but
me
people
here.
Were slicing the bread when they
that's
bought it.
That's such a douchey way to do it, man. You're a...
That's what it says.
This guy's a fucking weasel.
What a terrible
that's story. What it says.
This guy's a fucking weasel, man.
Point for Kale.
Wow.
All right, Chad.
Google never lies.
All right. What do I got here? Platypuses don't have nipples.
It's going to be one of those weird ones that's going to end up being true, I think.
I don't think they do. Like, I'm trying to picture Perry the Platypus.
Well, he was also a male.
But right? They also probably wouldn't put nipples on a cartoon character.
I don't think they can.
Now that I think about
it's
it.
It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks don't actually wear shirts to cover their junks or anything like that, but who would have thought?
They got junk down there, bro.
Oh, so yeah.
You would fucking know.
What?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
What?
Come on, man. I feel like that's probably facts. Because, like, what a weird thing for Shabs to just, like, think of, right? Shabs is new to this thing, and he's not very good.
It's not that weird.
I'll say it's a fact.
I'll say it's a fact.
Yeah, they don't have nipples. Nice. They lay eggs. But yeah. They're a mammal, which is kind of weird. If you knew they were a mammal, it'd be kind of weird.
Why is that
yeah.
weird?
All right, 0 for 2,
mammals
Shibes.
Give birth, and other things lay eggs.
All so right.
How, how does it like milk? How does it breastfeed? Like breastfeed?
It just lays eggs, and they're just alive.
They don't breastfeed, bro.
It's kind of dope.
How would they breastfeed nipples, if they don't have nipples? Yeah.
That's what I was asking you. I guess I should have known.
Have Bales? You ever had breast milk?
Yes, actually, by accident, and I'm not getting into that story right now. I'll save it for a rainy day, or never on the podcast.
So you were never breastfed?
No, I mean, like, recently. Not recently, but, like, recently? When I was 13, by accident.
You accidentally got breastfed?
No. I drank formula. I'm not getting into this.
How did you accidentally fall on a nipple?
Formula's not breast milk.
No, I'm not getting into it.
How did you accidentally fall on a nipple?
I'll explain to you guys off the pod, okay?
Nathan, go. Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins.
Dolphins literally live underwater.
Yeah, but they use their blowhole.
But I've also never seen a sloth in the water before.
I have. They swim all the time.
Where? Where'd you see it?
On Discovery Channel.
Well played.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I think it's true.
You think it's true? You think sloths can hold their breath longer?
Well, they just don't do anything. They don't exert any energy, so they probably just don't need to breathe.
That's fucking logic right
probably,
there.
They're so lazy, they probably take a breath every, like, 8 minutes just on land. Not even trying.
I think it's printer, man. I don't fucking know. We can go if you want. That's fine. But I think it's printer, personally. What do you think, Seb?
I don't know,
you.
Dude. What do you think?
I fucking told you 9 times. I think it's definitely printer. Dolphins live in the ocean, man.
I really think you should. You should take Kale's opinion right now.
See, now he's trying to false pretense you, which means I'm right. It's
yeah.
printer.
Okay, printer.
It's not. It's a fact.
I fucking you're an idiot.
Why don't you go with yours?
You're literally stupid.
Have some balls, Shives.
Fuck. Yeah, have some fucking balls. Don't always listen to me, man.
Sack up.
Just because I'm your fucking mentor doesn't have to be on podcast, too.
Sack
fucking
up.
Idiots.
Wait, so do you have like a stat behind that or just...
It just says, I could probably find it.
That's fucked. No, I believe you. That's just actually
fucking
insane.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it said on here. Anyways,
Cillian Murphy, who is Tommy Shelby in Peaky Blinders, is over the age of 50 currently.
Cillian Murphy, 50 years old.
Tommy Shelby. 50. The actor, Cillian Murphy, who plays Tommy Shelby.
Yeah, I'm just doing quick math here. Over the age 50, hey?
Yes.
You're gonna make me take it?
This is all you. I don't watch the show. But he looks pretty fucking old.
I don't think he looks. He's not over 50. Fuck.
Does he have that Hollywood shine to him?
Shut the fuck up. We're not talking to you.
He's probably like 49.
Yeah, Kale.
He's probably late 40s.
I don't know if that's what you guys think.
I feel like Kale's just trying to like say something that sounds so obvious, but it's not. So I'm gonna say, you said he's over 50, right?
Over 50, officially.
What about unofficially?
It's a fact.
No, he's like 46 or 47.
Fuck, I should have trusted my gut there.
Yeah, well, you should have. I think he was born in like 75, so he's 47, yeah.
Just care with these sleazeball facts, eh, man?
What a shitty fact.
How, you guys, just because I'm fucking 2 for 2.
I might lose this.
You gotta
fool Bill, us here. You know what's crazy? He was 22 in season one. Like, the actor he portrayed, with Tommy Shelby, was 22 season one. So he actually looks really young for his age, because he was playing a 22-year-old and he was like 40, 39 in real life.
I really don't care.
It's like every high school show ever, they're all like 30 years old in real life, those actors playing high school students.
It's always weird when you watch like those high school shows, because 100% they
are. Outer Banks, Riverdale.
I would say maybe 2 or 3 people in the show actually could pull off being in high school. The rest of them, it's like, yeah. Nah.
But like, realistically, I bet like 1 out of 10 of them are actually high
school aged. Boring.
Agreed.
Okay. All right.
Take it away, Shives.
Shives, you have to get this right or you're fucked. Right.
Disney is the second largest buyer of explosives in the world.
That's good. Again, that's one of those things, it has to be a fact.
The second. The first one has to be the United States military. It has to be.
Wait, if we're going like, what about fucking Russian military then for number two? Like, how does Disney... Oh, fireworks.
Fireworks.
Fireworks. That's literally about it. Don't say anything fucking... That's definitely it.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not saying that that's true. I'm just saying like fireworks is the reason why they would be. But I'm not sure if that's...
Can we get clarity? Like, is like buyer as in like...
Like, purchaser?
What do you mean? What do you mean buyer?
I don't know. I'm just trying to fuck with you.
Do they just buy them?
Walt Disney himself, like, purchases it? Or, like, who's the CEO of Disney?
Dead.
Who's the CEO of Disney?
Did you know they froze Walt Disney when he died?
That's a lie.
That's not a lie. It's a lie. I've seen it, bro. It's at the Orlando Studios.
Disney World.
It's a lie.
I'm going to say that's not true.
I'm going to let you take it on this one, yeah.
I don't believe that. Because, like, only because when you said the U.S. military...
Other militaries.
Yeah, other militaries. Other fucking, like...
But I feel like I've heard this fact before.
Fuck.
I feel like I've heard it.
Okay, but he went fact. You think he's going with 3 facts in a row?
I think he might just think he's playing us with going 3 facts in a row.
Sure.
You know what? I got it wrong when Chaz let me take it, so I'm going to let you take it to maybe even it out or hopefully get us...
Okay, I'm going to go fact.
Fuck.
Attaboy, fucking right, Baylor.
All right.
What a loser, Shives.
Yeah, you're a loser, man.
What a loser.
At least my facts were good.
Yeah, honestly.
Kale should have lost. His facts
were
bullshit.
We're going to have to like adjust
your facts. Okay, but how about this? Regardless, my Killian Murphy one wasn't a bad one. And that sort of made me win. He went 0 for 3.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad one. He was like 47.
All right.
I said over 50.
All right.
That's at least 4 years.
For fun, we can say our last two.
You'll like my last one.
Sunsets on Mars are blue.
True. Facts.
It is a facts.
Nice. So, yeah. My last one was a gorilla dick is on average smaller than 2 inches.
It's got to be
I think that's right. Fact.
It's got to be pretty.
No, it's fact, bro. Yeah, actually, the way it worded it was the gorilla schlong. Yeah, it said the gorilla schlong.
And
the average Canadian male pay is like 4.5, which good for those guys, I guess.
I wish, man.
That ain't a schlong, bro. All right.
Weird laugh I just had there.
Faxo too. Printer, Shibes.
Shibes is a
fuck. You will be put in an outfit of our choosing.
It's gonna be such a bad outfit too. Get ready, Shibes. You're gonna get so embarrassed.
I don't get embarrassed anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't gotten embarrassed for a while.
Okay. Role play.
This one might embarrass.
Let's see how this one's gonna be tough.
Buckle up, Kale.
This one might be a little tough here.
And if we do anything derogatory or offside, we apologize. This is our first time doing this.
All right, so. We all have 3 different scenarios for the other two to act out.
Nope. Three? One. It's 1. We have 1 for the other 2 to act out.
Right.
But so everyone has to act out 2. Total. Everyone has to act out 2 times.
So get your acting chops ready.
Yeah, everyone, if you're driving, I love saying that. If you're driving, buckle up for this one. If you're not, just make sure you drop whatever you're doing and pay attention. Picture us doing this too.
I'm going to give you guys mine first. We'll start off a little slow here. Something kind of easy. Wait,
okay? Question. Is there any winner? Or is it just for fun?
This is for fun. It's just for content.
So you guys go for 60 seconds.
How could there be a winner in this?
I will
say voter who did the best. I don't know.
I will have a timer going for 60 seconds.
And we have no prop or no prep either.
All right. So, Kale, you are the newly appointed president of the United States. You are enraged at the newly appointed Prime Minister of Canada, Jason, who believes his country is better.
So I have to be a fucking...
You're basically just saying whose country is better.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
When I say break a leg, you guys can go.
Okay.
Break a leg.
Hello, Prime Minister Justin.
Hey, Jason. Kale.
Oh, wait, did I say Justin? I'm sorry. Your country is dog shit. And you're a bitch president. Prime minister. Sorry. I'm the president. You're the prime minister.
Come on, man. My country's terrible?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How many kids have you lost this weekend?
Oh, my God. You mean to the across the border?
Yeah, or in all your major cities.
Oh, yeah. How many?
You're just going to tiptoe around that question, you psycho?
Yeah, I lost a few, but don't worry. There'll be more made.
You don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Biden.
Yeah, how about you come over to this side of this country and I'll beat the fuck out of you, hey?
I don't think you can even make it up the stairs, big boy.
Yeah, you gotta go get another haircut, you bald fuck.
I have a great set of hair. Why don't you learn how to ride a bike?
Why don't you learn how to not look so handsome all the time?
You're done. Okay. First of all, you guys both abandoned the idea that you're both your own presidents. You weren't Biden or Trudeau.
I know.
Come on, brother.
I was trying not to be, but it ended up being that.
Okay. Ship.
All right. I got one for you,
too. You guys were a little painful there.
I couldn't get away the fact that he was Trudeau. I called him Justin, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, dude, you lost that debate 100%.
Well, man, you caught me off guard with that kid's one. Like, that's a little offside.
Well, it's true, man. Truth hurts.
You're lying. All right, Chimes, hit us.
All right.
I got to go back to backs here?
Yep. Okay. Nathan, who is a stern husband, like a Fox News kind of dad, and Kale, who is his woke wife,
I am woke.
Okay. Walk into the pet store. Kale wants a dog, and Nathan wants a cat.
So the wife wants a dog.
And I want a cat?
So you guys are arguing on what to get in the pet store.
And I'm woke as fuck.
And you're just like...
And you're an abusive husband, probably, if you're a Fox News broadcaster.
No, he just likes to have a couple beers and get mad at the TV.
Yeah, okay, that sounds about right. Okay, Shibe, set up a timer for us here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That way we don't... We definitely... 1 minute is a little too long for this, because this is some of the worst podcasting ever, but...
All right, tell us when you're ready.
It's okay.
You gotta tell us to
break a leg.
I'm not fucking walking that dog.
Why do you want a cat? Is it because you're a pussy?
I'm not bending over to clean up shit every goddamn
day. We're not getting a fucking cat. I'm allergic. You know that, you asshole. Why don't you go sit in front of the TV and fucking watch something else?
Take your amphetamines or whatever it is you need to take.
Oh, yeah, amphetamines. Why don't you take your Viagra? You can go get a boner for once in the last 3 years, or I'll go fuck your coworker again.
Maybe I can't get a boner because of you, bitch. Oh,
my God. Why would you say that to me? Ah, I just want to get a dog.
So I can come show you our fish selection.
Okay, cut it. I can't. Oh, what the fuck? Dude, you'd be the worst husband ever. That actually kind of hurt me a little bit.
Sorry, I got way too into character there.
Look at that fucking dog. Oh my God.
I got way too into character.
That shit ain't bad, though.
You nailed that Fox News host.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have tears coming from my eyes.
Oh, I enjoy this. All right, this one could
be. Kale's is probably going to suck.
No. Okay. So, Nathan, you were the guy. Shibes, you were the girl.
Perfect.
A guy just cheated on his girlfriend very recently and just told her the real reason. Here's how the convo goes.
Oh, so I have to come up with the reason? Yes. All right, you got to tell me.
I got to tell you to do what, Nathan? I got to tell you to break a leg.
I knew you were doing something behind my back. I just knew it.
Shit happens, baby.
What do you mean shit happens?
Look, all I'm going to say... Your mom came on to me.
Why are you so calm about this? It's like it doesn't even matter to you.
Look, she all came on to me. She came on to me, okay, man? It was not my okay. decision.
Man?
My mother has leukemia. I don't think she's going on anyone, you psychopath.
Yeah, but I came on her.
That That is so fucked up. You don't even know.
Okay, stop it. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Nathan's a dick, man.
As if we both keep Nathan just asshole fucking characters. Holy fuck.
He just finishes. He just sends one uppercut and you're on the fucking mat.
Oh, I came on her. Oh.
Oh, I couldn't go any further after that.
Ooh, okay, so that was actually 30 seconds. That's probably a good time. How long was the one that me and Bales did? Like 30, 40?
Like 35.
Okay, so
let's go. Let's 45. Cut it, let's cut it to 45.
Holy fuck. Like, but next good. Time, that we're was done good. For a couple weeks.
That was good. Yeah, we got to take a break from that. Oh, holy fuck. Okay.
I hope everyone else enjoys that artist listening. Like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
It's actually so fun to do.
Okay, on that note.
Let's fucking wash that shit off with a shower.
No, we got hair picks. We got to decide who's going to get. So shit. Our first week.
So we're picking one feature game.
One feature game. So for those of you who don't like sports.
Fuck yeah.
Or you can just skip through this. That works too. But it's pretty plain and simple. So we choose the winner of the game. We choose the over-under on goals. And then we choose a goal score from each team. The loser at the end of the year is going to be dyeing their hair. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Right. But also, just before we...
Hey, that's a butt.
Sorry.
That's it, yeah.
But, Baylor, may I...
You just butted on. Double butt? No,
sorry. We couldn't find the over-under for this game, so we're just going to cap it at
Say 4.5.
And that's both teams combined.
Dude, how about we cap it at 4.5 for every game that we ever do?
Sure. I don't give a fuck.
I'm done. That's pretty fucking fair.
4.5 it is. All right.
Yeah.
4.5 it is. Who wants to go first?
Okay, so it's Ottawa and Montreal.
Yes.
Ottawa Senators versus Montreal Canadiens, first hockey night in Canada of the year.
I say Ottawa wins the game. I say it goes under 4.5.
Okay.
I say a potential goal scorer for Ottawa is Drake Batherson. And I say a goal scorer for Montreal is Goal Caulfield.
All right. Not bad, not bad. I do think Caulfield won't score because he's a little too short, but...
The short king's out on the spot, man.
We don't short king. So, Jason, just so you know, you and I can't choose players that have been chosen.
And then next week, like, you'll start.
Next week, we'll do a little different. So, Jason, please go ahead.
Okay, I also have Ottawa winning, but I have them on the over.
All right.
And then a goal scorer from Ottawa, I'm going to go with, I think, Claude Giroux.
Nice.
Ooh. Old, yeah.
Fresh.
I forgot the team. He was there, yeah.
Claude Giroux for that. And then on Montreal, let's go with... Who do they even have? I'll go with Kirby Dach.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right? I forgot he was there, man. One of our good fucking...
Not bad.
Listener of the show.
He is a good listener of the show, yeah. I've been told many times. So this segment really sucks, but let's be honest. When the punishment happens, it's going to be totally worth it. So, hate to be repetitive here, but I got to take Ottawa as well. I just think they're up and coming. They're like that young stallion, that young freshman who
becomes... They're up and coming on... Never mind, I was going to make a...
He's like that young kid that makes the top hockey team, and everyone's like, who's that?
I don't think that. I think they're like the stud who like is a freshman, and everyone's like, oh, he'll be good. And then all of a sudden, when he's a sophomore, everyone's like, oh, shit.
What, you picked Slavkovsky?
This guy's jacked. I didn't do shit yet. I also got the over because I just think Montreal's going to let a lot of goals in. Ottawa, I'm taking Norris, Josh nice. Norris. Yeah, he's then Montreal, I got Suzuki.
You know who I forgot was on Montreal as well? Dadonov.
Dadonov's on Montreal?
Yeah, dude.
The fuck?
I don't care.
I don't care. He's Russian.
He boomed like 2 years ago.
That Russian fucking shut the hell.
Evgeny Dadonov.
All right. Let's move along here, fellas.
Let's clean off this. After that, we got to clean the show off pretty quick here. So our shower thought.
I'll start.
Kayla, you can start. Yeah, sure.
So this is kind of, again, I feel like most people might be able to relate, but this is me for sure. I've always fucking hated Sundays, but here's why. People don't actually hate Sundays. They hate that Monday is the next day. That's the big thing about Sundays. No one actually hates Sundays because if it's Saturday, you're like, oh yeah, fuck it, tomorrow's Sunday. But when Sunday comes, you're always in a shitty mood because, fuck, tomorrow's back to work.
It's like life starts again.
Not bad.
I've never I've never been able to actually enjoy a fucking Sunday without thinking of like, fuck, tomorrow's Monday, the start of a week.
You hate Sundays because of Mondays.
I just hate the idea of Monday while I'm on a Sunday. I don't actually hate Sundays. I hate that my brain just thinks, fuck, tomorrow's Monday.
My brain does that too, and it's
so
sad.
So I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Sunday. I'm always in a bad mood, but it's not your fault. It's Monday's fault.
Yeah, Monday can like literally suck a dick.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is she bad?
No cap. All right, my shower thought. To yourself, you are only as tall as your eyeballs are.
True.
True. I got a fucking fiver, though.
So I actually thought about this the other
forehead, I mean.
That helps you, then. That means you're fucking way taller than you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that, eh? Goddamn, feel like I'm 6'5".
Yeah. I came up with this because the other day, some guy at my work was like, yeah, like I'm only 5'11". I wish I was 6 feet because then I'd be in the NHL. And I was like, okay. First of all, that was a pretty good joke. Second of all, he ain't lying because as a short king myself who is crowned at 5'11 and a half.
Finally, he fucking admits it, hey? Not 6 feet.
I was lying there.
Oh, yeah. But good save, Bills.
All right, Chives, finish it off here.
But no, hold on. That's actually really true. Like, you never actually see how tall you are because there's like an extra, like, probably 3 inches, which is a lot.
Yeah, like, you just think when you're looking at someone, you're like, this guy's taller than me, even though if your eyeballs are the same height.
Yeah.
That comes down to the forehead game, and that's where I usually come out on top.
It's a lot of inches.
Ain't no thang, brother. It ain't no thang.
All right, I got one. So it's kind of a shower thought, kind of just like something I've noticed. How the fuck do popular brands stay popular? Did you see that fashion show Through the Mud?
Yeah, that was Kanye, dude.
Did you see that?
It's all about fucking
It's brainwashing people. Like, how do people keep buying these brands? Like, they're selling trash bags.
It's because of their names.
I know, but like, why do they still like? How do people?
You want to watch Shabs? And you're no fucking help because you think you're a clout chaser. You used to always buy people name brands just to say like, yeah, I'm wearing fucking Canada Goose jacket.
I bought it because it's a great jacket. It keeps me warm. Okay,
so does a fucking $3 one from Winners that you paid $500.
Let me ask you this.
No, it doesn't.
Why don't you go to Walmart and just get out like a. Yeah, a wardrobe.
You be the change you want to see in the world, Chives. Hey,
I don't go to Walmart for my clothes. I go to Winners. Douche.
That's way worse.
Which one's worse?
No, you go to Hollister still, Bales. Shut up, buddy.
I haven't been to Hollister since
Bales was
last
devastated
week.
When they closed down the last Aeropostale. That's for bad.
That shit was so cheap. It was totally worth it on every level possible.
Yeah, that's wrong, but I agree.
All right.
I think
all
those big brands are just fucked.
Anyway, that was a fucking absolute shit show of a podcast.
Thank God this episode ended. I was ready to breathe after this.
That's it.
We made it through this is
a sign that we're going too long.
Technical difficulties. We made it.
We actually did make it. Thank God it kept working.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.